At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Metanoia Madness. I'm your host, Nicholas, music creator, entrepreneur turned podcaster, lover of all things spiritual, mystical, and unknown.
This is episode 19, The Art of Letting Go. So what does it mean to let go, and why is it so important? Letting go involves releasing negative emotions and attachments that no longer serve us. When we hold on to past traumas, grudges, or unhealthy attachments, we create emotional baggage that can manifest as stress, anxiety, and even physical ailments. For example, clinging to past relationships that ended poorly can prevent us from fully engaging in new, healthier relationships. Similarly, harboring resentment towards someone can consume our mental energy and keep us stuck in a negative mindset. Letting go is about freeing ourselves from the weight of the past. It means accepting what has happened, forgiving those involved, including ourselves, and moving forward with a clear mind and heart. Still, why is this so important? Because holding on to negative emotions can trap us in a cycle of pain and hinder our ability to experience joy and growth. Imagine carrying a backpack filled with rocks everywhere you go. This burden affects not only your physical health, but also our mental and emotional well-being. Let's talk about the impact of holding on to past traumas and negative emotions. When we refuse to let go, we subject ourselves to continuous emotional stress. This stress can lead to various health issues, including anxiety, depression, and even physical ailments, like headaches or digestive problems. Emotionally, we may find it hard to trust others or to open ourselves to new experiences. For instance, someone who's been betrayed in a past relationship might struggle to form new, trusting connections. Holding on to anger or resentment can also cloud our judgment, making it difficult to make rational decisions or to see situations clearly. To make this more relatable, let's consider some common examples. One major area where people struggle to let go is in relationships. Whether it's a romantic relationship, a friendship, or even family connection, when these relationships end or change, it can be incredibly hard to move on. You might find yourself replaying past conversations, wondering what you could have done differently, or holding on to the hope that things might return to the way they were. Another example is related to missed opportunities or personal failures. We all have moments in life where things didn't go as planned. Perhaps you didn't get the job you wanted, or you made a decision that you now regret. Holding on to these past experiences can prevent you from seizing new opportunities or taking risks that could lead to personal growth and success. Lastly, let's not forget about grudges. Holding on to resentment against someone who wronged you, whether intentionally or not, can be a heavy emotional burden. This grudge can influence your interactions with others and keep you in a state of constant negativity. By understanding the need to let go and recognizing the impact of holding on to past dramas and negative emotions, we can begin to take the steps forward to a healthier, more fulfilling life. Now that we've discussed the importance of letting go, let's delve into some practical strategies to help you release negative emotions and past traumas. We'll explore various techniques that you can integrate into your daily routine, offering a well-rounded approach to emotional freedom. One effective strategy is cognitive reframing. This involves changing the way you perceive a situation. Instead of viewing a past failure as a permanent setback, reframe it as a valuable learning experience. For instance, if you didn't get the job you applied for, think about the skills you gained during the interview process and how you can apply them to future opportunities. Reframing helps shift your mindset from a place of defeat to one of growth and possibility. Ask yourself questions like, what did I learn from this experience? How can this challenge help me grow? By focusing on the positives, you can begin to release the negative hold that past experiences have on you. Mindfulness and meditation are powerful tools for letting go. By staying present in the moment, you can reduce the grip of past traumas and future anxieties. Simple practices like deep breathing, guided meditations, and even mindful walking can make a significant difference. For example, start your day with a short meditation session. Find a quiet place, sit comfortably, and focus on your breath. If your mind wanders, gently bring it back to your breathing. This practice helps you develop non-judgmental awareness of your thoughts and feelings, making it easier to let go of your negative emotion. Engaging in physical activity can also be a great way to release pent-up emotions. Exercise not only benefits your physical health, but also your mental well-being. Activities like yoga, exercising, or even a simple walk in nature can help you clear your mind and reduce your stress. Try incorporating regular physical activities into your routine. It doesn't have to be intense. Even light exercise can boost your mood and help you process emotions more effectively. Another powerful technique is, you guessed it, journaling. Writing down your thoughts and feelings can help provide a sense of relief and help you gain clarity on what you need to let go of. It's a way to process your emotions and understand patterns in your thinking. Set aside a few minutes each day to write down in a journal. Reflect on your day, your emotions, and the challenges you faced. Over time, you'll begin to notice reoccurring themes and can work on addressing them. Remember, letting go is a journey, and these strategies are tools to help you along the way. By incorporating these practices into your daily life, you begin to gradually release negative emotions and past traumas, creating space for growth and positivity. One of the core aspects of letting go is learning to embrace change. Change is a constant in life, and our ability to adapt to it can significantly impact our well-being. When we resist change, we often hold on to old habits, relationships, or beliefs that no longer serve us. Embracing change means seeing it as an opportunity for growth rather than a threat. Let's talk about flexibility and adaptability. Being flexible allows us to navigate life's ups and downs with greater ease. It's about being open to new experiences and being willing to adjust our plans as needed. Think about a time when you had to adapt to an unexpected situation. How did you handle it? What did you learn from the experience? By cultivating a mindset of flexibility, we become more resilient and better equipped to handle life's challenges. Maintaining a positive attitude towards change is also crucial. Instead of viewing change as something to be feared, try to see it as an opportunity for new beginnings and personal growth. This doesn't mean ignoring the difficulties that come with change, but rather focusing on the potential benefits of what we can learn from the experience. A positive attitude can make the process of letting go much more manageable. Living in the present moment is another essential aspect for letting go. When we dwell on the past or worry about the future, we miss out on experiences and opportunities available to us right now. Mindfulness is a powerful practice that can help us stay present. Mindfulness involves paying attention to our thoughts, feelings, and sensations in a non-judgmental way. By practicing mindfulness, we can observe our thoughts and emotions without getting caught up in them. This awareness allows us to respond to situations more calmly and thoughtfully. Take a moment to focus on your breath. Notice the sensation of the air entering and leaving your body. This simple practice can help you stay grounded and present. Focusing on the present moment also means letting go of regret about the past and anxieties about the future. It's about appreciating the right here and now, making the most of each moment and recognizing the present. It's the only time we truly have control over. By cultivating a present, focused mindset, we can reduce stress and enhance our overall sense of well-being. Here's a few practical tips to help you embrace change and live in the present moment. Number one is practice mindfulness daily. Even a few minutes each day can make a significant difference. Number two, reflect on past experiences where embracing change led to positive outcomes. Three, set small achievable goals that align with your current situation and focus on taking one step at a time. Embracing change and living in the present moment are vital components to the art of letting go. By cultivating flexibility, maintaining a positive attitude, and focusing on the present, we can navigate life's transitions with greater ease and find peace in the process. Now that we've discussed the strategies for letting go, let's explore the numerous benefits that come with this practice. Letting go can have profound effects on our emotional, mental, and physical well-being. When we release negative emotions and past traumas, we create space for positive experiences and personal growth. Emotionally, letting go allows us to experience greater joy, peace, and contentment. We free ourselves from the burden of carrying around negative feelings such as anger, resentment, and regret. This emotional release can lead to a more balanced and harmonious state of mind. Mentally, letting go improves our clarity and focus. By releasing past traumas and disappointments, we can think more clearly and make better decisions. Our mental energy is no longer consumed by obsessing over the past, allowing us to be more present and engaged. Physically, the act of letting go can reduce stress and its associated symptoms. Chronic stress can lead to various health issues, including high blood pressure, digestive problems, and weakened immune functions. By letting go, we lower our stress levels. Consider the story of someone who's let go of a toxic relationship. Initially, it might have been painful to sever the ties, but over time, the decision leads to greater emotional freedom and the ability to form healthier connections. Another example could be an individual who has let go of a deep-seated grudge. By choosing to forgive, they release themselves from the constant emotional turmoil and open up to more positive interactions and relationships. I encourage you to practice letting go regularly. It's a journey, and like any journey, it requires patience and persistence. Start small and be gentle with yourself. Over time, you'll begin to notice the positive changes in your emotional, mental, and physical health. In summary, the benefits of letting go are immense, from emotional freedom and mental clarity to improved physical health. Letting go can transform your life. Embrace this practice and allow yourself to experience the peace and joy that comes with releasing the past. As we wrap up today's episode, let's recap some of the key points we've covered about the art of letting go. We started by understanding the need to let go, discussed how holding on to past traumas and negative emotions can create emotional baggage that affects our overall well-being. We then explored practical strategies for letting go, including cognitive reframing, mindfulness and meditation, physical activities, and journaling. Each of these techniques offer a way to process and release the emotions that no longer serve us. Next, we dove into the importance of embracing change and living in the present moment. We talked about the benefits of flexibility and maintaining a positive attitude towards change. Living mindfully and focusing on the present helps us appreciate the here and now, reducing stress and enhancing our sense of well-being. Finally, we explored the numerous benefits of letting go, from emotional and mental clarity to physical health and improvements. Letting go allows us to create space for positive experiences, personal growth, and a more harmonious state of mind. Letting go is not just a one-time act, but an ongoing practice. It requires patience, self-compassion, and persistence. By making a conscious effort to release what no longer serves us, we can transform our lives and open ourselves to new possibilities. Remember, letting go doesn't mean forgetting and dismissing the past. It means acknowledging it, learning from it, and moving forward with a lighter heart and clearer mind. The journey of letting go is deeply personal and unique to each of us. Trust the process, be kind to yourself, and know that every step you take brings you closer to emotional freedom and inner peace. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Metanoia Madness. I hope you found the insights and strategies discussed today helpful in our journey of letting go. I encourage you to practice these techniques and observe the positive changes in your life. I'd love to hear your thoughts and experiences of letting go. Please share them with me on social media or comment section down below. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. Also, check out the video podcast. We have many more exciting topics to explore together. Until next time, I'm Nicholas, reminding you to embrace the art of letting go. Live in the present moment and continue your journey towards personal growth and emotional freedom. Stay mindful, stay positive, and keep moving forward. Thank you for listening. This is Nicholas signing off until next week.